As everyone knows, or at least as all intelligent people know, the special department in which Gibbon has gained so great and deserved a reputation amongst physiologists is the action of drugs upon the nervous system. Upon soporifics, sedatives, and anesthetics, he is, I am told, unequalled. He is also a chemist of considerable eminence, and I suppose in the subtle and complex jungle of riddles that centres about the ganglion cell and the axis fibre, there are little cleared places of his making, little glades of illumination, that, until he sees fit to publish his results, are still inaccessible to every other living man. And in the last few years, he has been particularly assiduous upon this question of nervous stimulants, and already, before the discovery of the new accelerator, very successful with them. Medical science has to thank him for at least three distinct and absolutely safe invigorators of unrivaled value to practicing men. In cases of exhaustion, the preparation known as Gibbon's B syrup has, I suppose, saved more lives already than any lifeboat round the coast.